USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin has dispatched 500 National Guard troops, and hundreds of nearby police officers will also be available as a precaution to ensure public safety during the conclusion of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha. Closing arguments are scheduled for today. The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in @ic.fbi.gov. The email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to use his first virtual meeting with President Biden to warn the United States to, quote, step back, end quote, on the Taiwan issue. That's according to Chinese state media editorials printed on Monday. Xi and Biden are scheduled to meet virtually on Tuesday morning, Beijing time, USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The mayor of Houston, Democrat Sylvester Turner, on Twitter Sunday mourned the death of a 9-year-old boy who suffered serious injuries while attending the Astroworld Music Festival earlier this month in the city. Ezra Blunt was in a coma since the incident. 10 have now lost their lives since the stampede of nearly 50,000 people. 5 Republican senators have promised to withhold support from any Democrat spending bill if the bill doesn't include funding for the border wall. In a letter to their colleagues, the 5 senators said they could not support continuing funding for the government if the border is not made secure. These included Senators Mike Braun of Indiana, Marco Rubio from Florida, Mike Lee of Utah, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, and Ted Cruz of Texas. An 11-year-old girl was the sole survivor of a plane crash on an island in Lake Michigan on Saturday that killed 4 people, including her father, Mike Perdue. The young child is reporting her father shielded her as the plane fell from the sky. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
President Biden's Comptroller of the Currency nominee says she wants fossil fuel businesses to go bankrupt, all in the name of climate change. Soli Omarova, back in February on Jane Family Institute.
Here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
The White House says she will testify this week before the Senate Banking Committee. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax over the weekend says the hyper-partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. Mr. Meadows was subpoenaed by the group and did not show up.
Got me in the middle of it, where we've got a president that is in President Trump that is saying that he wants to claim executive privilege. There's case law that would suggest that that's appropriate. Yep. You've got Congress that's saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to hold you in contempt if you don't show up. Hopefully the courts will weigh in. We'll be looking to see what the coming days will provide there. But you hit it right, Rob. I mean, part of this is that Congress has gotten so hyper-partisan, and candidly, this committee is more interested in politics than they are really solving real problems.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.